Well, it's Mark from MetalFever.com. We're here tonight with Madam Mayhem. Madam, are you on the phone?
Hi, yes, I'm here. You're actually breaking up a little bit.
Okay. Can you hear me a little better right now? Is that better?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me okay? Hello?
Are you there?
Can you hear me? Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, sorry about that. Is it a little bit
no
better
worries.
Now?
Yes.
Good, good, good. Well, hey, so thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it and really excited to talk to you. And we're glad that I know you've got a lot of stuff going on. So the first thing I wanted to kind of just talk to you about is your new CD, I guess, what came out sometime in October, if I'm correct. And just kind of wanted to ask you how it's been going, what's the reaction been like, and let's start there.
I mean, it's been great. It's been a lot of fun putting things together, and I'm really excited about it.
Great. So what's the reaction been early on from fans and from metal fans and rock music fans alike? Like, what's just the general vibe then that you've got so far?
Well, I mean, I think it's been a really positive reaction. This is really an introduction of who I am as an artist and as a person. And though I've been working on in this industry for a really long time, I think this really describes me best. And I'm really glad that people are really relating to it.
That's awesome. So can you tell us a little bit about some of the musicians that helped you record the album? And also, can you talk a little bit about the writing process as well?
Yeah, of course. I mean, we have some great guest artists on this record. Billy Sheehan, who has been a mentor of mine for a few years now. We were writing some songs, and he said, let's do a record together, and I was really excited. So he produced the album as well. And then we have Ray Lugier from Korn on drums, which is pretty awesome. Russ Parrish, also known as Satchel from Steel Panther. Then you have Bumblefoot playing some crazy solos, and Corey Lowry as well was a co-writer. And just having these guys part of this record has been an amazing process. And most of it we did out in L.A. and some of it in Atlanta. And I'm based out of New York, so it was a lot of traveling, but a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. So obviously you've got a great lineup and a lot of great musicians. So if I may ask, because I do want to ask you about, you know, the video that you have out, and I know you, some other shows that you play but, and some other upcoming shows, but if you don't mind, take us back just a little bit. I know that you've kind of been around the metal scene and performing probably, what, since back 2012, maybe 2013. Kind of tell us how this your kind of persona has evolved and how you were able to pull this, you know, these artists together. And can you just talk a little bit about a little more of the history?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Did you catch me on that? Oh, sorry. It seems like we got a rough connect. Did you catch that question?
I caught the beginning of it, just not the end of it.
Oh, sorry. So I just wanted to ask if you can just take us back a little bit historically, kind of when you got started in this and how you kind of evolved and how you got some of the musicians kind of to collaborate with you for this new release.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, I have been doing this for a really long time. I started off actually classically trained, and I started musical theater, but I've always been a hard rock and metal fan since I was a really young kid. And so I knew that as soon as I finished school, the career path I wanted to do was this, and I write music as well. So I went to a lot of workshops and worked with a lot of people who, you know, have done this before, including Billy Sheehan. And luckily and fortunately, they liked my voice, and I was able to click with people and just move forward from there.
That's great. And I know, so I wanted to ask you a little bit about your new video, Monster, that's out. I've seen it a bunch of times. It's really cool. The songwriting's strong. Tell us a little bit about the video, and then I also want to ask you a little bit about the song itself and the lyrics that go with it. But just the video itself, what was the idea? What was the inspiration? And let's go with that one, and then I'll ask you about the writing process for that song, too.
Yeah, I mean, it was a lot of fun to shoot this video. It was really, the song itself is about, you know, really breaking free of what people think, you know, you should be, and that was something I was struggling with for a while, trying to make it in this industry, and I was able to put my frustrations down and, you know, become that quote-unquote monster, which is how it became the title. And the video was a lot of fun. We worked with guys out in LA, Industrialism Films, really cool group of guys, and we used this warehouse and was able to utilize a local straitjacket and make a lot of fun and a lot of noise, and it was a lot of fun to shoot.
That's great. And I know you said lyrically, because I read another interview not too long ago, you kind of mentioned what other people thought you should be, or maybe what they were steering you into. Can you describe that like a little bit more, what you mean by that? I assume it doesn't mean that everybody thought you should kind of go into this rock and metal direction, and maybe they had some other thoughts for where you should go musically. Is that kind of where it comes from?
It was definitely a mix. There were people telling me I should do, a certain genre, be a certain way, dress a certain way, and then there were people outside of the industry that knew me from growing up and like, why are you doing this? It was just like it was on both sides, which really like added to the frustration, which kind of fueled the whole songwriting process, and it was actually really therapeutic for me, and I embraced it, and that's what I think a lot of people go through nowadays, being able to embrace like who you are and not really caring what anyone else thinks you should do and not being molded by anyone else.
Sure, absolutely. And this is another question I kind of like to ask, I guess, these days, especially in the rock, I guess, metal genre. There's so much of the kind of screaming, vocals and the growls and all that, and it seems to be really kind of prevalent. And it seems like the vocalists with range or more melodic or even singing clean isn't as prevalent, these days. So, how do you kind of approach your vocal approach, and what would you say to kind of the different metal styles that are out there right now?
Sorry, I missed the last part.
Oh, you missed the last part. I was just saying, speak to the different metal vocalist styles and how it's just so prevalent, all this like growling and almost like the death metal vocals versus singing clean and being melodic and having range like you have in your songs.
Yeah, I mean, I think vocally, it's everyone is unique, and it's really cool, and especially in the metal world. I mean, I personally don't do a lot of the growls or a lot of that kind of thing because I'm classically trained, so my voice really doesn't do that, even if I really wanted it to.
Sure.
So I think it's kind of cool, and I think that the music we do is like what I really wanted, because I'm such a fan of heavy music and metal. I wanted the musicality to really be that heaviness, but then the vocals and the harmonies are really something that are more, I guess you could say, clean in a way, but still has that angst and the and passion in it as well, that just makes it just as heavy.
Absolutely. And I know this is a kind of a cliched question for interviews like this, but where do you draw your influences from? I know you mentioned metal, rock. I mean, are there bands or artists that you feel like you've really kind of grew up with, and that's kind of the style that you kind of feel you're growing into? Or can you just describe some of your influences in that regard?
Yeah, I really like love getting influenced by many different things. I grew up, my mom started playing grunge music, so that was definitely something. And then as I got older, my taste got heavier and heavier and heavier. And I mean, then you have like the greats, you have Dio, and you have, Ozzy, and then you have like the females like Joan Jett, Pat Benatar, and then they're all great influences. But really, what I like to do is, listen to even other types of music and other genres, and really get influenced by multiple things to really put it together to make my own unique sound. And that's really, really always my goal, to sound a little different.
Okay. Now, I know you also have kind of a pretty, looks like a real fun video that kind of highlights, captures when you opened for Buck Cherry a couple of times, I believe. And it just seemed like you guys were having a lot of, fun with that experience. And can you that was a little bit of a breakout for you all, correct? I mean, that seemed like a really, really good moment
Hello?
for the, yeah, I'm sorry. Man, sorry we're having such a tough time tonight. But I was just
Yeah,
asking about that Buck Cherry show and the video that you guys shot with it. It seemed like you're having a lot of fun with that show in particular.
that was an amazing experience. Being able to open for Buck Cherry at the Sands was a lot of fun. And the coolest part was when we were on stage doing our last song, we did a cover of a song that my producer for the previous record wrote, actually, Living on the Edge, of course, which won a Grammy. So we, of course, had to pay tribute and perform that live. And as we were getting towards the middle of the song, Stevie D from Buck Cherry ran on stage and played with us. And
Oh,
me,
man.
of course, being a music fan, I was freaking out at the same time as trying to, keep my composure and, perform for the fans. So it was a really, really cool experience. And those guys are awesome.
That's great. Well, it looks like you guys really captured that on video, by the way. You could just see the
Oh,
energy, how much
thanks.
fun you were having. It definitely comes through. So that seemed like a great little breakthrough moment for you all early on, correct?
Yeah, thanks. I mean, for me, performing on stage is where I am the most comfortable, and it's my happy place for sure. So, stage is always where I get to let loose and have a lot of fun. That's definitely the main goal.
Awesome. And I also know that you've done some things with That Metal Show. I know you hosted their Christmas, party and celebration. How did you kind of get connected with that group, Eddie and all those guys?
Well, a lot of the guys that I've worked with, are on the show and are friends with those guys, and those guys are so great, so nice, and they do that metal show Christmas party. They usually do it at a local place called Dingbats in Clifton, New Jersey, and I'm from that area, so I've played there a few times prior to that, and it was an opportunity that I really didn't want to pass up, and I did it. It was a lot of fun, and it was a great group of guys, and all the guys from that metal show are really awesome guys, so it was really fun.
Yeah, I know that area well, by the way. I used to live like 10 minutes from that club and seen a lot of shows, and it's, well, that whole New York City area just got a really good, strong metal vibe. So you're in a good place, right, for keeping this thing going. Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely.
So I know you got a couple of shows coming up. Can you describe, looks like you're playing, and then you've got some meet greets and in-store signing. So what kind of does the rest of the calendar year look like for you? And then looking ahead to 2016, what kind of plans do you have on the horizon that may or may not be announced yet?
Well, right now we're in the process of booking tour dates, and the whole goal is to get out on the road and perform all these songs for the new record, which is now to perform it live for everyone. We've had a few local shows around New York and New Jersey area. We actually have one coming up next week on November 18th at Webster Hall at the studio. So if anyone's around, come check it out. And
Nice.
then while we're doing that, we are just trying to book for early 2016. So check out the website madammayhem.com for upcoming shows, and hopefully, I'll be able to live in a van and play on stage every night for the next year. That's definitely something I'd love to do.
So when you look at playing, do you envision headlining maybe smaller venues right now? Are you trying to latch on to maybe a bigger tour? Are you looking at the festivals? You've got the cruise, theme cruises out there. I mean, what are you looking at, all the above, or are there certain things that you feel like you're going to kind of focus in on as it relates to touring and going out on the road?
Honestly, I'm happy playing anywhere, whether it's us headlining at these other venues, because I love these venues. I go to them all the time, or even if it's opening for another act, it doesn't matter to me, as long as, we're reaching the people that love the music. I think it's really important that fans and people that get what we do in the metal world get to hear it. And I think it's important for bands to go out there and play as much as they can, which is what I really want to do, because that's where I'm happiest. I wouldn't mind. I think it'd be fun to open for another band that's, hustling just like we are, or even if we are headlining. I think it would be fun either way. Either way, as long as we're playing, I think we'll be good. Yeah.
Sure. And if I may ask you this kind of maybe final one or so, as you kind of project into the metal rock future, the 3 to 5 years kind of down the road, like where do you see your career going? Where do you see your band going? Like what's your kind of goal or vision for what this looks like, as you project forward?
Really, it's just to be able to play music. That's my passion, and I write it, I play it. So, I'm hoping to do this for many, many more years to come, and it starts with this record, Now You Know, which is out now, and hopefully we just evolve from that, because I'm also always writing new music, even now, this album just released, and I'm still working on new things. So I always think ahead. So hopefully more music coming out, and playing live shows.
Awesome. So in closing, is there anything else that you want your fans to know and or metal music fans in general, and where can they find you social media wise? Like what kind of just closing comments do you have that maybe we didn't touch on so far during our discussion?
Basically, just check out all the new stuff, and thank you for having me, first of all. And I'm on social media all the time, which is a really big thing, including obviously doing work and playing shows and things like that. So just check out all the websites. Check out the music video for Monster. It's on my official YouTube page, which is Madam Mayhem Official. And yeah, all the social media sites are me. So come say hi, you know, give me your thoughts. I'd love to connect with the fans. So that's really, it's a lot of fun for me.
That's awesome. So, well, Madam May, I'm so glad we connected tonight. I really appreciate your time. I know we're kind of talking late here in the evening, and I'm glad I got introduced to your music. And New York City is a great place for you to keep this thing going. And we'll stay tuned for 2016, and good luck with your new release. And I just really appreciate your time. Apologies for those audio difficulties tonight, but sometimes
oh, no worries.
That
it
way.
Happens. No
so,
worries. Yeah, that's rock and roll. But thank you so much
oh,
for having
yeah,
me.
Totally.
I really appreciate it. It was fun, and hopefully I'll see you at a show sometime soon.
Absolutely. Thanks so much. And Madam Mayhem, everybody, check it out, and we'll let you know when the videos and everything gets posted. So all the best. Thank you so much, and have a great evening. Take care.
Perfect.
Thank
you. Thanks. You too. All right. Bye.